Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Treatment for urinary incontinence depends on the type of incontinence, the severity of the problem, and its underlying cause. A trained physician or healthcare provider can recommend the approaches best suited to the patient's condition. Often, a combination of treatment is used, and most people treated for incontinence see a dramatic improvement in their symptoms. Treatment options fall into four categories: behavioral techniques, medications, devices, and surgery. In most cases, the physician will suggest the least invasive treatment first, such as behavioral techniques like Kegel exercises and weight loss if you're overweight, and moving on to other options if these are needed. The success of treatment depends most of all on the right diagnosis. If you are suffering from incontinence, talk to your doctor about the specifics and possible complications of any treatment that may be offered. Ask questions and express any concerns to find out which treatment is best for you. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.